I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. I feel compelled to address you this evening, my friends, and having confidence in Christ, understanding the meaning of our faith in Christ, why we ought not be afraid of anything, nothing. Why we can pray like Jesus himself on the cross, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Just like the responsorial psalm, just like Stephen prayed today when he was dying. Commending your spirit every night to God is a great act of faith. Commending your life into God's hands every day is a great act of faith. But wherever you look in our time, people are so afraid. They don't even think Jesus loves them enough to protect them. This fear is dangerous and eating at the very fabric of any ounce of faith that we have. How come Stephen, in the face of death, was not afraid? The vision of Christ at the right hand of the Father strengthened him. Jesus, do not hold their sins against them. Take my spirit. Let me come to you. And he just died immediately. The Lord answered his prayer immediately. My brothers and sisters, Jesus says that the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. He was talking about himself. They did not understand him. Then he says to them, I am the bread of life. Everything you need, everything you want is in me. Anyone who believes in me will never hunger or thirst. Anyone who believes in me will never die. Even if they do, I will raise them up on the last day. Now, what is the implication of those words? We hear them year in and year out. But do we believe in those words? Do we believe that Jesus has died on behalf of all of us so that dying should not be a frightening thing to anyone? So that death becomes just a passage to heaven. In fact, you're reaching out to the hand of Jesus himself so he will help you cross to the other side, which is what Stephen did. Do we believe that? So what do we believe? What is the meaning of our faith? If we don't believe in the resurrection, that Christ has conquered death, then we should live happy and free lives, no matter what is threatening us. Trusting him confidently is the way to be Christian. Do we believe in his victory? Do we believe he is the living bread come down from heaven? We receive him every time. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. He has already given us in principle eternal life by his word. How come Stephen believed? Stephen had just become a convert. And he was just made a deacon, just ordained, full of fire, full of the Holy Spirit. He begins to preach and castigate the people. His homily was fiery. He knew that the assembly was arrayed against him. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears. Whoa! You always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. You killed all the prophets. Why don't you want to listen to the word of life I am preaching? Why are you all wanting to fight me? This is what he's telling his own brothers. And then you know why they killed him? He saw the vision of heaven. No one sees heaven. He was blaspheming. Oh, I see the heavens open, he says. And Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the Father. In their holy minds, who do you think you are to be seeing heaven while in the flesh? He was given a vision of eternal life already. This is your goal. This is your crown. Take it. And he tells them what he's seeing, and they kill him for it. They drag him out of the city. He didn't stone anyone in the city. They began to throw stones and rocks at him. And he prays, do not hold this sin against them. Or like Jesus, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. There was a young man, a great Pharisee, standing by watching all this, who was intent on destroying the entire church. He approved of what was happening. This was Saul, later to become Paul. In fact, all those who stoned Stephen laid their cloaks at the feet of Saul. He approved of it and went to Gamaliel and the rest of the Sanhedrin and told them this happened. Don't worry, these Christians will be wiped out. Paul would have completely cleared out the entire church because of his zeal as a Pharisee. There's almost no one like him. He was from a long line of bigots, and he was determined to kill every Christian, not just Stephen. But you know, Stephen prayed, "Do not hold this sin against them, Lord." And in my opinion, effected a very great grace for Saul and his conversion. As though Stephen was ready for heaven. This is the way God thinks. Stephen was ready for heaven, Paul wasn't. Stephen had the easiest way to heaven by just dying like that. Now, Paul had to suffer all the way to Rome, write all those letters, 13 letters, preach to so many places that stoned him too. He was shipwrecked many times, and he was beheaded finally in Rome. He had a rough life. But he approved the killing of Stephen. So Stephen died, went to heaven, and his blood saved Saul. We are in the business of going to heaven. Sometimes we forget that the intention, the purpose of God is to bring us home to him eventually, not now. But that is his plan. But sometimes we're so afraid of stuff around us that I wonder if we ever have any desire for heaven. If we ever think about the goal, if we ever think about the purpose or the fulfillment of the plan, or if we ever think about what an inheritance we have in Christ, that death has been conquered, life has been given to us. This earth is not going to affect you in any way. As long as you hold on to Christ, things come and they go. Everything you see passes. But one thing you need to cling to is your faith in Christ. That should never go away. You should never lose it on account of nothing. Because without that faith, there is nothing else. Nothing. So my friends, I challenge your faith as we celebrate these days of the resurrection. As we think about two saints, Louis Marie de Montfort today, and Peter Chanel, both were priests. And great men of faith. The scriptures today challenge all of us to be men and women of faith. Truly believe in Christ. Give your hearts to him. Don't just be a number in the church. Be a member, part of the body of Christ, a living, active part of the body of Christ. That means that you're united to him in faith. You trust him. You can commend your soul to him or your life, your family, your children, whatever you have to Christ. You trust him to take care of business better than you could ever do. Loving Jesus, I commend my soul into your hands. The last prayer, Stephen. You can pray that every day about anything in your life. About today, I commend this into your hands. About tomorrow, about the day after. So you don't have to fear nothing. This is the wonder and the beauty of our faith. Just think about it. God bless you. Let us pray.